This episode of Póngase las Pilas is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. I remember back when I was around 6 years old and lived in Colombia, and my parents used to take my sister and I to our closest McDonald's. I absolutely loved playing in their indoor playground, but my favorite part was eating ice cream and finding a toy inside mi cajita feliz. Even when we moved to Miami, Florida, visiting a McDonald's always felt so special because even though we were surrounded by a different language and culture, we could still enjoy our time together as a family. And I could collect as many Happy Meal toys as possible. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba! Me encanta!
Póngase las pilas. Escucha los consejos de mamá. Cuando empieces algo, empiézalo con fuerza. No te rindas y sobre todo... Póngase las pilas.
Hello, mi gente linda. You're listening to Póngase las Pilas, a motivational podcast for the professional Latina. I am your host, Laura Prieto, and I am on a mission to motivate you and help you engineer a life you love. I am a mom, dog lover, engineer, and creative soul that loves learning new things. Join me each week as I talk about mindset, motherhood, career, business, and creativity, because as my mom always says, nunca es tarde para aprender. So grab your cafecito or favorite drink, and let's get into it.
Hola, pilosas. Les habla Laura. So today, we will be discussing limiting beliefs, or en español, creencias limitantes. Have you all heard of these before? I mean, I have to admit, I've only heard about these recently. As in, probably the last 2 years of my life. Am I the only one living under a rock? Well, let me know. But I kind of wish I would have learned about them earlier. And as they say, you don't know what you don't know. Well, if you haven't heard of limiting beliefs or haven't really paid much attention to them, I hope this episode is helpful for you. So let's dive right into it. As defined, you know me, always looking at definitions and all that stuff. It's a true engineer. But as defined by Psychology Today and lifehack.org, a limiting belief is a state of mind, a conviction or belief that you think to be true that limits you in some way. This limiting belief could be about you, your interactions with other people, or with the world and how it works. So basically, in my own words, those thoughts that we have when we try to downplay something because we fear rejection or judgment, and then we end up believing them and sharing them with others. We have surely all been guilty of this. We often hear people say, oh, I can't draw. Yo no soy buena en las matemáticas. Yo no puedo hacer eso. Yo no puedo bailar. Tengo dos pies izquierdos, es que dicen. Algo así. Or I'm terrible at public speaking. Or I'm too quiet. This actually reminds me of episode 2 from season 1. Have you listened to that one? Well, if you haven't, make sure to go back and listen to it. We tell other people these phrases, and that kind of becomes our excuse to not even try and explore if we can actually do it. We stop ourselves from proving that we can do it. And just as a quick reminder, you can do anything, pilosa. Remember that. Personally, I have been analyzing my own limiting beliefs, and I have realized that there is a particular one that I have allowed to follow me for so many years, and I had not even realized it until recently. And that is that I've told myself for a very long time that my art, yes, I love painting and art and anything to do with creative mediums, but I've told myself that my art is not good enough, that no one would buy it, and that has held me back for a long time from sharing it with the world. Esas creencias limitantes pueden ser influenciadas por nuestra cultura, nuestro ambiente, y por los que nos rodean. So going back and trying to find the root of this limiting belief for me actually led me back to middle school, to my art teacher at the time, who taught me so much. And she would also always say that she would never give me a 100, or basically the highest grade on any of my pieces, because there was always room for improvement. And I think I took that to heart. It's crazy how those words have followed me for so long. It has taken me a really long time
to look at some of my art and accept it as it is. Sometimes I still find ways of how I could have made it better or what I should have done. And even though I am sure she meant it as a way to encourage me to improve, that whole learn from your mistakes kind of thing, and maybe just don't settle. And I know that we're usually our own toughest critic, but I feel that those words have, in a way, helped shape that limiting belief for me. And that is exactly one of the negative effects of limiting beliefs. They can lead us to anxiety over a specific action or topic, and they can deter us from trying new things or exploring new skills that might turn into passions. We might spend many years with these beliefs only to later on find out that they weren't even true. And it might feel like you lost so much time. So think about that. Think about your own limiting beliefs. These limiting beliefs many times act as mental blocks. And that is why it's so important for us to first of all identify them and then look for ways to overcome them. As with anything in life, you need to define the constraint or the goal to determine the path that you will take to reach that goal or solve that problem. We've learned this in engineering throughout our careers. Identify it and then figure out how you're going to solve it. Some ways that you can overcome these beliefs are by checking in with yourself and understanding why you might have them, and realize that you and only you are in control and can change your mindset. You have the power to change the script and give yourself the chance to explore it and be open-minded to possibly enjoying whatever it was you thought you couldn't do. Because I am sure you can do it. You definitely can. If you put your mind to it, you can do it. Sí se puede, amiga. Sí se puede. So back to my own example. I have been working a lot on finding my own style and creating art that makes me happy. In the past, I have worried too much about creating art for a specific occasion or reason. For example, as a gift for a couple that got married, or for my niece's and nephew's birthday, for my own baby's room. But right now, I'm just giving myself the flexibility to just paint for the sake of painting. And it takes a lot of that pressure off, which is really nice. I think as an engineer, I have gotten used to having everything calculated and following certain steps, certain methods, and that is what I was trying to do with art, without even realizing it. So I want you to think and reflect, are you perhaps doing something similar with those things that you told yourself you can't do, or that it won't lead to anything more? Really think about it. There was a period of time that I even stopped painting because I was limiting myself and even telling myself that I was just creating more waste for the environment. Yeah, my environmental engineer hat came on and I was thinking, am I just creating more waste? Are my canvases just basically going to the trash? But then I also remembered that you have to explore those passions, those things that make you happy. And yes, maybe I won't sell all of my paintings or all of my drawings, my illustrations, but it's a skill that I want to develop and grow even more each day. So I truly believe that we have to be kind to ourselves and really think about what we are telling. No one has ever told me that they hate my art. On the contrary, people have always told me that they like it, that it's beautiful, that I'm a great artist. I just always think, oh, well, they're loved ones, they're family members, they love me, so they tell me that because they're being nice, because they don't want to hurt my feelings. But that's just part of those limiting beliefs. I am the one putting these blinders on. So I want to encourage you to reflect on your thoughts and on your dreams and goals, and think of what limiting beliefs you have around those goals, around those dreams, those things that you have dreamed about from when you were little. Think about those things. Think about those things that used to make you so excited and that you would light up every time that you would do it or think about it. And by identifying and overcoming those limiting beliefs, I guarantee you that you will be so much closer to actually achieving your goals. As always, I am here for you. If you're up for it, Pilosa, feel free to share with me your limiting beliefs, your struggles, your dreams and goals. Just DM me on Instagram and we can help each other out. And while you're on Instagram, make sure to snap a picture of you listening to this episode, or even just a screenshot of your phone, wherever you're listening. Share it with me on Instagram. Tag me. I want to see that my content is being helpful for you. Let me know what you loved most about this episode. Let me know if it was helpful for you. Let me know if you want to keep hearing about these mindset issues and how to overcome them. Because I want to make sure that I'm helping you, Pilosa, that I am helping you to overcome any obstacle that you might have, and that I am helping you to reach your goals. But okay, this episode was a little longer than I expected, but I hope it was helpful and that it got you thinking and motivated you into overcoming any mindset blocks that might be keeping you from reaching your full potential. Next time on Pongas a las Pilas, I will be sharing my interview with Alvina Nadine, a professional and certified coach who is also a mechanical engineer. And we will discuss what led her to choose engineering and coaching. I had so much fun connecting with Alvina, and she shares her advice for other women in STEM fields, so you definitely don't want to miss it. It's crazy how podcasting can bring us together. Alvina and I have actually become really good friends, so I am so excited to bring this episode to you. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already so that you don't miss any episodes. Talk to you soon, Pilosas!